Wild card day, four games, back to back to back to back. Jake Kishon watching every moment of it, every single pitch. Welcome back. You've got Bet Sweats here on the BetMGM Network. It starts with Detroit and Cleveland, it does not stop all day. It's great, man. We get this wild card format, take two of three, and who knows how many games we end up having on Thursday. We've got the Cubs and the Padres as your second game. Red Sox, Yankees, game number three. And then the late game, of course, out west, you've got the Dodgers hosting the Reds. Are you a fan of this format? Do you like this as opposed to what it used to be with the wild card?
I don't know. Incomplete at this point. I like that we get games all day. I'll say that. I mean, to have game at 1:08 and then 3:08, 6:08, 9:08 is really cool. You can watch most of them without a lot of overlap. Now, you're going to get some overlap between Tigers, Guardians, and Padres, Cubs. And maybe the eighth, ninth inning of Cubs, Padres leads into the first inning of Boston, New York. But they're spaced out pretty well. There will be a lot of people across the country watching Scooble in their cubicles today at 1:08 Eastern. Mm-hmm. How about the total in that game? Six. Between Scooble and Williams. Yeah, so do I. 3-1 final. So do I. I did crosstalk with our favorite show, Daily Tip. And both came in. They came in blasting.
Over.
Nick Pivetta for his road splits. No, the Cubs. Big Cubs show today. Yeah.
They're so big on home road splits. Like, so
that's
big.
That's the handicap. Nick Pivetta bat on the road. I like the Padres. Nothing says playoff success like Matthew Boyd as your number one starter in game one.
Look,
I just know better.
Yeah. Pavetta's a problem. They run to the bullpen. It's the playoffs. Like, he might get pulled just for having a couple guys on base. Do we forget how the playoffs work? Like, he might not even be given an opportunity to allow runs.
I'm not laying $1.25 with Matthew Boyd. Not happening. I think if you study the stats, you could fall for the Cubs. Understandably so.
Yeah.
I don't really care too much about regular season stats in the playoffs. I just don't. It's a different game. I mean, I covered the playoffs for many years in Chicago and saw guys that had really good regular seasons turn into mashed potatoes in the playoffs. And maybe that's not fair to lump that on Boyd, who's been an amazing story. I mean, this guy was basically out of the league when the Cubs picked him up, and now he's starting the playoffs in game number one. It's a great story. I still don't trust him. Sorry. It's just how I feel. Mm-hmm. Not that Nick Pivetta's Cy Young or anything like that. I like San Diego. I like him in the series. I like him today.
I kind of lean under on that game. Let's bring in our guy, Jake Kishon, as we go over all of these games. First off, Jake, the lead here. Happy birthday, my friend. It feels like it was meant to be, right? You've got the wild card round, baseball all day. It's a marathon, and it ends up happening on your birthday.
Yeah, anytime you could have a 28th birthday on a Tuesday, you got to do it. I've always said that.
Yes, of course. And be at the studio all damn day. Like,
favorite
days of the year. Yes, what are your favorite days of the year? Well, let's go through these games. First off, we started to talk about Scooball and Gavin Williams going at it with Cleveland. Two awesome pitchers. There's a reason that the total is only six. Do you have a side? If you have a serious play, throw it out as well. But I was serious at six. I do like the under. There's a reason that we are at this number of six here. What do you think?
Well, it's also the two offenses, right? Like, I think you guys said it. Like, this game reeks of 3-1, and it's just a rock fight the entire time, mostly because it's Detroit and Cleveland. But I like Cleveland in the game a little bit, too. Like, what about Detroit in the last 2 months makes you think they can win any game at all? I know it's Scooble, but like, doesn't this game reek of 2-1 Guardians, 3-1 Guardians? I don't trust this Tigers team at all right now.
So then you're on Cleveland for the series.
Yeah, I mean, I like Cleveland in the series. I like a lot of dogs in the series. What could go wrong? Like the Padres, like the Red Sox, like the Guardians. Can't wait. Can't wait to see how they all just lose.
That's been going. That's how it's been going, actually. A lot of the times, a lower seed ends up winning. That's just what's happened so far. Not saying that it's a trend worth playing. I will say a trend that has happened a lot in this round, unders. Those have been hitting at a very high clip. Okay, what about just going chronological order? Let's go Pivetta, Boyd, San Diego, Chicago over at Wrigley. Are you sticking to the Padres? Because I know you like a big picture.
Stuck to the Padres. The Cubs being such heavy favorites in this series, and I mean, they're like minus 120, but still, the fact you're getting plus money with the Padres, to me, is laugh out loud funny. I mean, like you said, Sam, like Pivetta's not going to get the chance to screw this up. The Padres have an awesome bullpen, and they know it, and they have the arms. Like, they're not going to hang him out there to allow 3, 4, 5 runs. The hook's going to be pretty quick, and Matthew Boyd as a favorite. I know he had a good year, great story, great redemption arc. His last month has been not awesome at all. So he's coming in with not great form. I'll take the Padres. I don't understand the price. Maybe I'm the idiot, but Padres for my lungs today and in the series.
So, well, you know why they're favored in the series, because they're at home. That's the only reason why. Every game is
and they're
home,
the Cubs.
So, yeah, and they've – oh, I heard this a lot yesterday and today. Cubs are really good at home. Okay, fine.
So is every playoff team.
If you don't win today, though, here's my issue with the Cubs. If you don't win today, you got to win back-to-back games against Dylan Cease and Yu Darvish. Mm-hmm. I don't love that path for them. Even though they're at home and they're going to play the stupid song if they win, fine. Whatever. I just don't like it. And maybe I'm way off here, but I think the Padres are my favorite bet of the first round. I'm not going to make a lot of bets. I'd be lying if I said I was completely locked into baseball. This is a football time for us. But I see the Cubs at minus 120 today, minus 125, and I'm like, nope, not me. Will not be me. A very trendy team, Joe. Red Sox, I think they're a little too trendy. It makes me kind of nervous. You're going to hear a lot about Crochet today. And I love Garrett Crochet. I'm a big Crochet guy. I was on Crochet a long time ago when the White Sox drafted him. So I know about his potential. Find me somebody on the Yankees in the series. Like, you just don't
hear
it. What
does that mean? Oh.
Everybody's picking Red Sox upset.
You're also in Boston, though.
No, yeah, but I haven't been here for 5 days, so I mean that's not what I'm getting at. I'm just saying, like,
okay,
the more content I see and the more things I read, national media, Red Sox are the hot team. Offense is clicking. Alex Cora is going to push all the right buttons. Aaron Boone stinks. Like, I'm hearing a ton of that, and then you look at the market, and the Yankees opened $1.70, and now they're $1.90. So even though nobody, and I use air quotes, nobody's picking the Yankees, the line has moved 20 cents on the series market. And that's always a little alarming, Jake. That's all I'm saying.
You're right. And it's like you log on to Twitter.com and it's all Red Sox. It's everybody clowning the Yankees. It's Volpe stinks. Aaron Boone's a clown. This bullpen stinks. It makes me nervous. I do honestly think that the Red Sox are the better team, though. I'll be with everybody. Maybe we all just win, but I like the Red Sox in this spot. I like them today. The under would be a play in that game too, Fried and Crochet, but I just think that the Red Sox have the better bullpen for sure. I mean, Chapman's been unbelievable this year. They definitely have the better manager, and I think that lineup can go toe-to-toe with the Yankees. It's obviously the Aaron Judge effect, but I think pound for pound, the Red Sox have just as good, if not better, of a lineup too.
I like the Red Sox. I mean, with Crochet today, like against this lineup of Yankees, he's got a 40% strikeout rate. Like, he's been awesome this year against them too. Like, yeah, minus 135 as far as today, not the series price, but just for game one. I'm getting Crochet as a dog. I'll take that. Yeah, so I think Red Sox win today. But I understand what you're saying. What about Cincinnati, LA Dodgers? Guys, is this just going to be a two-game series? Or do the Reds and their pitching have a puncher's chance here to at least push this three games?
Not going to lie. I woke up this morning, logged into one of my accounts, hovered around the plus 180 on the Reds. Kind of hovered, you know, and you hover and you don't quite.
Yeah, yeah.
That's where I went. That's where I went. Nothing was submitted, but I hovered.
He hovered.
Moon.
Jake, I know what Jake did not do. Jake did not hover on the Dodgers because Blake Snell's pitching.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not laying minus 210 with Blake Snell in a playoff game. I honestly do think the Reds get one. I think we're going three games here. Okay. I think between Hunter Green and Nick Lodolo and Andrew Abbott, I think the Reds get one. I just don't know which one it's going to be. If I had to pick, it's probably tonight. Okay. And then I would bet the hell out of the Dodgers series price if the Reds get it tonight.
If will the Blake Padres Snell win yeah. to this afternoon, Joe, I will bet the Reds money line tonight. I promise you.
Will Blake Snell throw more than three innings?
Oh, man.
What is the outs recorded on him?
I'll say no.
Let's just go under on every Dodger.
I didn't look. Let's see.
Under.
Outs, 15 and a half.
Oh, give me that under. Give me that under.
Way under. Oh, yeah. Do we forget how Roberts operates? Oh, I can't wait. That might be my favorite bet of the day. All right, Joe O, Sammy P, NFL Awards on the other side. Then we'll get to Brad Powers. You've got the BetMGM Network.